So you're just going to close so that the museum will be used for UMA?
We're going to be used for UMA, yeah. So, you know, they have to do their 10 hours of information desk and all that kind of stuff you do when you volunteer.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so our, you know, we had to volunteer in order to get free into the museum. So you have to, you miss some stuff because you are volunteering. You know, you have to spend your couple hours at the information desk. You have to pick sessions that you're hosting. You're the host and you're handing out the papers and you're, you know, welcoming people and making sure that everybody has what they need. And then you have to do a dinner or lunch or a poster session or something like that. So it ends up being about 10 hours of the conference that you're committed to volunteer work.
Do you need us to sign up individually?
You sign up individually. Okay. And then there will be a thing of just spaces that, that are open. Okay. So if you want to come, you can sign up. Okay. If you sign up, you get the awards dinner for free. You're part of that. You're part of the thing. You just don't have to pay anything.
Right. I just...
And it will ask you, right? And it will ask you if you're like a board member or something like that, like.
And then, is that still $35 a year if we decide that we want?
I'm not sure.
UMA.
I'm not sure.
We don't have to be part of UMA.
No, I don't think so. I think because you're on our board.
Okay.
We'll have to talk if we have a problem. We'll have to talk to Ruth.
Okay.
She might have to assign you a number.
Okay.
But you should be covered under our. Blanket of the museum, of the museum and host, yeah.
Okay.
So,
do you need anything done at the museum itself before?
What I need done is maybe go through our cases. I noticed one case had some signs peeling off of it inside. I think it was the drugstore. It's been there so long that the glue...
It just falls apart.
It falls apart, and I'm like, oh, that corner's starting to curl off. So we just need somebody to kind of, like, inspect the cases really good close up, and if they need to clean, to clean them, make sure there's no bugs in them, and check the signage and make sure that we re-glue the signage and stuff on that.
And as far as that goes, just any time coming in.
And that's any time you come in and... whatever. Some of the cases get really, really cloudy. It depends on what's in them and off-gassing.
Yeah.
And some of them not so much.
Yeah.
The outside gets dusted a lot, so the outside usually looks pretty good. The inside, not so much. I don't let the volunteers in there.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, I have one volunteer that I would trust going in the cases, but other than that, we have a lot of nests and stuff that comes and volunteers, so they stick to the outside. But mostly it's just taking time to inspect the cases and look at that.
Because most of the off-gassing is going to be bad in the first
year. Anywhere the textiles are. The baskets.
Yeah, I can help with that.
Yeah.
I've got one more box to pack up
okay.
and get on a shelf. Before it's just big stuff that's out
right.
in that area, so yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get that artwork done. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be out of there. And all the platforms, the plinths, I mean, all the plinths, museum speak, plinths platforms will be out of there.
That's good.
And if we want a smaller work table, we could put a smaller work table in there, or if we can keep that big work table in there, it doesn't matter. And then I will really start bugging facilities for that rack. So.
And then are you going to be doing your workshop in the art area, the gallery area?
The workshop is basically just looking at our storage areas,
okay.
I think,
not
for the most
much.
Part.
It's just one of the classes.
It's
that
one of that. They
being...
put it under the workshop session.
Okay.
So I think it's, you know, talking about
it's
and having pictures beginning, middle, end, that kind of stuff. We are Monday. We will be presenting our Dia session. What is it? PowerPoint to the commissioners in the work meeting.
How are you?
In order for them to approve the Dia session. Once that's done, then we will start cleaning out those four or five pallets, I can't remember now, of stuff out of the storage area.
Okay.
So it's just took us a while to
yeah,
catch
you've been
up.
You're doing a great job.
and what